Hi, welcome to Daily Devotion with Brother Howard Majulagbe. Yesterday we talked about the importance of the presence of God, and we emphasized that God allows your word to hold ground. It gives validity to the things that you say because you have abided in His presence. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever prayed and come up empty? Does it seem that God doesn't answer prayers anymore? You see, we read in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, that God did not allow the words of Samuel to fall to the ground. The Bible says in verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 3, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." Have you ever prayed and come up empty? Let us reflect on that for a second. Did not the Bible tell us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you? Why does it now seem that the power of God is not with us? Why does it seem that nothing seems to be happening in our lives, in our midst? The demons are not being casted. In fact, they seem to be stronger. The sick do not get healed. There is no revival in our lives personally or in our church. But brethren, could it be similar to what Gideon was experiencing in the book of Judges? In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible says, "And Gideon, speaking to the angel of the Lord, said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all these befalling us? And where be all these miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Brothers and sisters, Gideon asked, where be all the miracles of which our fathers have told us? Some of us wonder, where are all the testimonies we read of? The miracles, the signs and wonders that we read in the scriptures, the things we hear on the tapes, the books that we read. Has God forsaken His church? Maybe it is because we do not know our power with God. Today I want to talk about your power with God. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 1 that Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days He was tempted of the devil. You see, brothers and sisters, when Acts tells us that we shall receive power and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we indeed receive power when we receive the Holy Spirit. But you see, you can't use a weapon in a warfare unless you have tested that weapon. I own a gun. If you've never owned a gun before and you've never fired a weapon, you will not be able to trust in that weapon. It has to be tested. It has to be tried. And then when you're sure that it works, it does exactly what it says it will do, then you have confidence in your weapon. See, Jesus received the Holy Spirit just like you and I. But He was led into the wilderness to be tested. He was tempted by the devil. You see, you must have confidence in your weapon, which is the Word of God. The Bible says our sword is the Word of God. So after staying in the presence of God like Moses, understanding the importance of abiding there, we must know our power with God. And when our weapon is tested, the best person to test that weapon is the enemy. You see, Jesus was tested by the devil. The devil tests your equipment. And when you have mastered your equipment, look at what the Bible says in verse 14 of Luke chapter 4. He says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Let us pray. Say, Father, help me to understand that my battles, my trials, the temptations, the difficulties that I'm facing, they are just to test my equipment, to give me confidence in the Word of God. For you said in the book of Revelation that we overcame the devil by the word of our testimony and by the blood. We cannot fight this battle without understanding the power that we have with God. Help me, Lord, not to complain, but to know all things work together for the good, and to understand that we have power with God. God bless you, brothers and sisters. We're going to continue tomorrow. Thank you for being part of daily devotion. May you go in the strength of God. May you understand that it doesn't matter what it looks like. You might just be in the wilderness. You might be in the valley. Wait a little while, and with Jesus Christ, you overcome. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.